invite your inquiries about advertising your products or service on this program, simply call me here at the station during weekday afternoons, preferably. And that would be any time from about noon to 7. And number here, 264-8250.
This is Open Mind with Sam Russell. You're invited to call in questions and comments from Salt Lake County, 570-5855, from Utah County, 470-5855, calling from Weaver and North Davis.
Would you please not play with it overly?
And we're back, and once again, I extend to Commander Hatton greetings and welcome.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, and I would like to first ask if you indeed do speak for the white light of the Christ consciousness.
Indeed.
The highest and best good of all mankind.
Yes, I come in service to Holy God.
Thank you very much. For the listeners, I'm speaking with Yorgos Siris Hatton, who is Commander Earth Project Transition Pleiades Sector Flight Command, Intergalactic Federation Fleet. And I believe your position the last time we spoke was about 150 miles above Tehachapi in your spaceship. Is that still the approximate location?
No. There's so much going on in your desert, the Mojave Desert, that I'm stationed above the, basically above China Lake at Ridgecrest area.
And for those who have not tuned in before, the means of transmission, basically, is on a high-frequency radio band. It's, I guess it actually would be considered in the UHF band.
Yes, it would.
Above the regular short-wave bands. And the transmission is electronic. It is received by a translator who actually verbalizes the pulses into English. Is that a fair...
That's very good. Answer? Very good. Just translating.
And so Dharma is the scribe or translator, and to her we extend our thanks for her efforts on our behalf as well.
I would accept that for her. Thank you.
And I would like to reference a fact that I sent to you a couple of hours before the program. I hope you had a chance to receive that and perhaps evaluate that fact. Were you able to do that?
Yes, yes. That was read to me.
Okay. And for those who are who don't have access to that, this is some recent information in a forum just about ready to be published by the Yorktown Eagle, which I think is fascinating. And it is well-validated by different sources. And it really reviews the situation regarding President Bush and his what is termed precarious situation. He has been become a liability to the conspiracy plan, according to this publication. Mainly, two or three reasons. One is his involvement with Iran before the war, where he had granted assistance and was selling arms to Iran. This was published in the local Tribune. I saw a large article regarding that. It's been published in many other papers. Another incident is that he blocked the criminal indictments of the Atlanta branch of the Banco Nacional de Lavoro, which is a bank run and operated by Saddam Hussein's son. And the investigation was suppressed in order to keep secret the alliance between Saddam Hussein and Bush. Another smoking gun, shall we say, is Jennifer Fitzgerald, who has been Bush's mistress for 20 years or more. He is Bush's chief of protocol. And probably the biggest one has to do with the cockpit video, which was taken in the SR-71, which flew Bush from Paris back to the States on October 19th and 20th. Actually, on October 20th, Captain Gunther Ruffbacher was a pilot. This video clearly shows he and Bush in the cockpit. And this, it is said and written about here. I'm just paraphrasing quickly the newsletter. On July 8th, the Pentagon met key officials of Congress, bypassing the actual October surprise committee of the House and Senate. And it was very shortly thereafter, a matter of hours, that the football was removed from President Bush. Now, the football is the code word for the briefcase, which contains the secret codes, the nuclear codes, which always accompanies the president. And it is said that the last time that happened was in 1974, when the codes, the footballer was removed from President Nixon, and 8 days later he was waving goodbye from the back lawn of the White House as he climbed aboard the helicopter to fly back to California. And so that is very quickly the high points of this particular article. Commander, are you able to make any comments regarding this article?
Well, yes, I can. And for the listeners who keep up with the journals and with Liberator, I believe that there will be absolutely nothing new other than the removal of those codes. You have a situation that has become extremely critical. I don't know that I want to comment very much about the particular issue of a videotape. That's a little iffy. Although, something has kept Gunter alive. And by all reasons, he would have been taken out.
Yes.
I know Rael. I call her Rael. I don't call her Ellen. There is some discussion, I believe, in your paper that perhaps America West and George Green are a deliberate cover for the CIA. Well, when we get into that, that could take the entire night. So I'll just put that aside for a little bit.
Yeah.
We have to understand that we're dealing with very sensitive material. It's like when any two people come into a judge's courtroom and you have two very innocent, beautiful-looking people, and they're both wide-eyed lying to you. It's very hard to in your methods of determination, decide who is lying, because one of the primary training skills taught to any special services or CIA operative is to lie and be able to pass a lie detector test.
Yeah.
So we have a situation where there is much truth. I will give credence to this point that Ray Ellen is telling her story very honestly. Although she was set up, and she was set up ultimately to cause enough trouble to bring Gunter down. I told her personally that it was to her best advantage not to stir around too much, or she would get him killed.
Now, Ray Ellen is who, please?
Is Gunter's wife.
Oh, Ray.
Russbacher.
Oh, Ray Russ. Okay, I wasn't understanding properly. Okay.
I call her Rael.
Okay.
Actually, she has in the past received from me. That is not common knowledge. And I meet with her. But I believe that she has been badly used, as happens with the families of all ones who get this intimately involved in any of the clandestine intrigues. We would have gone to bat for Gunter through the Constitutional Law Center, except that he comes from a Bavarian Austrian family, and therefore he is not a native-born American citizen as such. He's been what CIA calls sheep dip some 35 or more times. That means that his name, all credentials, have been changed so many times that pretty soon you lose all identity, because each time the government changes that identity, you are lost to the system. And it's very, very hard then to prove your identity. I believe that the only reason the man has been kept alive, well, there are two. He's a very, very proficient pilot. He's one of the few who could fly pilot the SR-71s. And you now have much more sophisticated aircraft than is that, quote, Blackbird. I don't want you to misconstrue when I say Blackbird. Don't misconstrue that with what the CIA would recognize my saying as the Blackbird Project, which I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. But they know that I know about it. And I can tell you now that since Gunther has been incarcerated by the government, he's out about as much as he's in, and he is still required to fly that craft. And he's out quite a lot. And as a matter of fact, he's made several trips to Moscow with the president in tow.
Are these recent trips then?
I believe the day or so prior to the Iraq War. So you went right into the Iraq War, arm in arm, cuddly, cuddly, with Soviet Union.
Just to come back to the events immediately following the removal of the football from George Bush, he immediately went into seclusion, and then he turned up in Wyoming. Then, recently, just yesterday, he came here to Salt Lake City, and last night there were a couple of witnesses, one of whom called me just a few minutes before the program, a friend of mine, who said that last night she and a friend were out watching the motorcade, and they looked up, and there were two large UFOs in the sky.
Yes.
One was up over the state capitol building. One was out over, well, down south, over the prison, over the point of the mountain. And she described these as being very low, and they were strobing red, green, and white light.
Yes.
Were those your craft?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I've been tagging them along.
Uh-huh.
They're from my people. You see, what will come to light with all of the mess that's going on, we'll take California. You now have very sophisticated technology hooked up and workable with what Tom Bearden calls scalar technology. He coined that phrase. I did not. It is basically dealing with what we call life energy or prana energy, photon energy. And these earthquakes that are non-earthquakes have been man-made. The desert out here is almost liquefied. And the point is to pull off the San Andreas Fault, which is recognized by the seismologists out here as not being able to last more than 48 hours. That means by Monday. Now, this is serious, Bill.
This is very serious.
And Mr. Bush came down here under the guise of doing some kind of environmental something. And I wouldn't take too seriously this taking, quote, the codes away from him. That may stop something called nuclear war. But you have something that's a lot more dangerous to you now than would be the first strike nuclear war. You see, you've been trying to have a first strike against the Soviet Union for years. And now you have quite a lot of the Soviet Union already in your nation operative. You have several of your military bases that have been turned over to the Soviet Union. Now, I don't care what you want to call them. The communists from the Soviet Union are still your deadly enemy. And yet your governments have never, never been anything but allies. It's a coalition. It is a conspiracy. I don't know any other and better way to put it. Ones don't want doom and gloom, especially from a space commander. But you've got doom and gloom. I don't see a lot of light on the immediate horizon. At any rate, Mr. Bush came supposedly to a ball game, and he's going to have a low profile during the Democratic convention, and then he's going to come out fighting and all of this. And please don't think it was an accident or a coincidence that Mr. Perot resigned or pulled out on the day he did.
Yes, we had some strong feelings that this was all connected, that the football and the moves, the recent spiffing up of the image of Quayle, and now Perot suddenly dropping out of the race. There are no accidents in politics, as they say.
No. And please do not think that Mr. Bush is not a powerful man. He's an extremely powerful man still, with all of his criminal activities. And believe me, there are so many, all the way back into this young man's youth and tangled up with the Zapata Oil Company and the mafia through Miami and Cuba and those connections and drug dealings through Zapata Oil and drug dealings covered by this family, the Bush family, in the Golden Triangle. And Colonel Greitz can tell you all about that. There were some very top-level meetings at one of the underground facilities out here in the California desert. And as a matter of fact, I attended. You have some extremely serious things going on. On the East Coast, NASA and FEMA are working around the clock on alternative plans for management of the disaster that would be caused along the East Coast if the New York earth faults were broken loose and down along the East Coast in the expectation of a tsunami or a magnificent tidal wave. They are also working around the clock on contingency plans for handling the disaster that would be created along the Mississippi River as you have such a break in the New Madrid Fault that it literally changes the course of the Mississippi River. All of this is going on right now. Part of it is blackmail, total blackmail by the Soviets. You ones have said that you could make a first strike and that would be your only opportunity to finally bring this enemy into total control. But the enemy already had you under control. So you're going to go through a little bit more blackmail and larceny. Now, whether or not this pulls Bush down becomes almost irrelevant, because regardless of who gets into the presidency of the two men, Bush or Clinton, Clinton and Gore are both on the Council of Foreign Relations, trilateralist. Clinton was picked over a year ago by the Bilderbergs to be president. Now, that is the highest branch of the Club of Rome or Committee of 300. So it's not going to be honey and roses. It's a little bit difficult to see what they will do or how they will come about this new world order. That is not just the president. The new world order and the global one world government has been underway since, oh, centuries.
Okay, we have some callers. Also, to the listeners, we can use the 2630630 line tonight for you to call in besides the other local lines. That's 2630630 along with the regular lines. And let's go first to Margie. You're on K-Talk, Margie, in Open Mind with Commander Hatton.
Yeah, hi, Sam and Commander Hatton.
Yes, hello.
Yes. My question for you tonight is I've heard a lot about the October surprise, and the Congress is supposed to have an investigation going on this, and part of it was with this Paris trip that George Bush supposedly took.
Yes.
And George Bush was recently cleared of the idea that he had been in Paris at the time that they were making all of these deals to have Iran hold the hostages until after the election.
Yes.
Could you tell me why he was cleared of that, and do you think that he was really actually guilty of it?
Yes, he very definitely was guilty of it. And
why did the Congress clear him?
Because you have a bought and paid for Congress. And he put his own man in as head of the CIA so that no documents being released would carry anything incriminating. It's very, very easy to tamper with documents.
I can't understand why these people that are in these high offices can keep bilking the public, and they've got their men in there that's covering them, and I guess this happens, but wonder if there's anything that we as a public can do.
Yes, you can just begin to open your eyes and see that you get no news. Everything is a big cover-up. And the way that this can be done is to get total control of the media and the press. And that happened long, long ago. So that only things will be printed and stories will be planted for you to believe. And it will begin as, well, let us take CNN. It begins as a pretty valid news program until it gets you hooked. And then during something like the Iraq War, they program, and you have one big motion picture going on in your living room constantly. And it's the only show in town.
And they're not telling you anything.
They're not telling you anything except what they want you to believe.
And, you know, the same thing happened with the Democratic Convention. They tried to stifle the people that was against their point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the fellow that wanted to speak that was pro-life, even though I don't agree with him, I still think he should have been allowed to speak.
Yes.
And so censorship is something that I think we're going to have to deal with, whether it be Republican or Democrat.
Well, you see, when you uncover evil, when you shine the light on it, it can't exist. And this is the most interesting thing that's happened, is the fact that this global conspiracy has been able to control your medical profession, your legal profession, all of your press. So you end up with a situation whereby you are basically hostages of these systems. This doesn't mean that all ones in those systems are bad. It does mean that at the top of the ladder, the control has come and has filtered down. And if you would check back with the major families that have been in the controlling elements in your government, in business, in banking, all of these families will find Rockefeller, for instance, turning up in every one of those branches. This elite conspiracy owns the chemical houses, owns the oil companies, owns the pharmaceutical companies, and they in turn then can own the medical profession. They own the American Medical Association. They own the Bar Association. So it's very, very hard. It's a gradual, gradual creeping corruption.
Is there any way to break it open?
You have an opportunity right now that you will never have again, politically. If, in fact, you can rally your troops and you can demand of Ross Perot that he financially and electorally back Bogarts, you may be able to get the man into the White House by a pure fluke right now.
Well, I appreciate your comments.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Margie.
Bye-bye.
And Ellie, you're on K-Talk with Commander Hatton.
Yes. Thank you, Sam, and good evening to both of you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My question is, if Ross Perot dropped out so abruptly, is he part of the established system?
Yes and no. Yes, he is. And part of the reason that he needed to back off is because, you see, it isn't a matter of him joining that system. It's a matter of him having been sucked in. And you have to check back through the information, for instance, that we have been giving to you where you can check the clues. This man was nominated to enter the Council on Foreign Relations, which is nothing but a branch of Bilderberger Trilateralist Committee of 300 Club of Rome. All right. His nomination was seconded by a letter from George Bush.
That has been denied by people of his nominating group. But you know that that is a fact.
That's the fact.
All right, now my next question pertaining to Perot, was it for a new position in the government, or was it a threat on his life that made him back off?
Well, it isn't so much a threat on his life as it is a threat against your nation.
Okay.
Your nation is being blackmailed. And when a man...
Last night with Barbara Walters, he felt he he expressed his feeling, Perot, that the Congress was no longer an effective type of government, that we needed a parliament, perhaps more like England, which shocked me because that is totally against our Constitution, which I felt the man was being against the Constitution.
Well, if I got, yes, that's absolutely right. He is for big government. He just wants to be the whipper and whip it into shape. It's illogical. It will not work. And you're...
I don't see any chance in all Hades for this man to back Bill Gryce.
No.
We could request it.
It could be that he could be put in...
Established institutional, industrial money people.
What else do you have?
We're strapped.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I have spoken of this before. As I look at your political scene, there was no way that Bill Gryce could get in. You will never even hear his name mentioned on the television.
I know that.
So here you have a fine man telling the truth, and it's been completely squelched. Now, if there were a massive demand, there might be capitulation, and this might come to be. You have to know, though.
By the name of Ron Paul, who was an honest, fine, decent man, too, and the media would not allow one bit of information to even be put out. Nobody knew the man was running.
That's true. That's true. And Ron Paul is a fine man.
I appreciate talking to you. I appreciate your information.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much, Ellie. And let me just pause here for a moment to remind the listeners that there is a source of information, a terrific source of information called the Phoenix Liberator newspaper, and the commander has alluded to other sources, and this is one of the major sources. This is a newspaper that comes out weekly, and it's averages 20 to 30 pages of a rather close-set print. It is a formidable newspaper with incredible, incredible information. And I will give you an 800 number where you can call to get information about receiving this. This is a new number now from one that you may have had from previous weeks. This number is 800-800-5565. And that number again is 800-800-5565. And one other note, there is forming in this area a couple of Phoenix meeting groups. Groups who are attuned to this information, who get together to talk about it. And if you would like information on that, simply call this 800 number and ask for Jim. Well, just leave a message on there for Jim, and he will get back to you. It's 800-869-1229. That's 800-869-1229. And this is a local number. And there is a group that is forming in the Salt Lake area, and also one, I believe, in the Utah County area that you might want to take advantage of. So those are a couple of numbers for additional information. And so let me take a break right here, and we will be right back with Commander Hess-Hahn.